meeting between EU foreign policy chief Javier Solana and Iranian officials was the first since the appointment of Saeed Jalili as Iran's new negotiator on the issue, after the resignation this weekend of Ali Larijani. Both Iranians took part in Tuesday's meeting in Rome and said Iran would continue working with the European Union. After the meeting, Larijani said the talks addressed Iran's work with the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is investigating Iran's past nuclear activities as well as other nuclear issues. Jalili says Tehran supports dialogue with the West and that he sees the talks as an opportunity to forge better ties with Europe. He says he will continue the same course pursued by his predecessor, Larijani. Solana has been studying the possibility of entering formal negotiations with Iran on international requests that it holds sensitive nuclear activities. He says he expects more talks with the Iranians by the end of November.
The meeting of today has been constructive. I have been, for the last period of time, working with Dr. Larijani, and I hope very much I will continue.
The UN Security Council has imposed two sets of sanctions because of Iran's refusal to suspend uranium enrichment. Last month, the United States, Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany, with EU support, agreed to delay until November any new UN resolution to toughen sanctions, giving Iran more time to cooperate with an investigation into its nuclear activities. Solana says future moves were discussed.
We announced once again that by the end of the month of November, Dr. Baradai must present a report to the Board of Governors of the agency that will clarify the cooperation or the level of cooperation between Tehran, Iran, and the agency.
Tehran has always insisted on its right to nuclear technology. It says its nuclear program is aimed at producing electricity so it can preserve its oil and gas for export. President Bush has said the Iranian nuclear work may be aimed toward building nuclear weapons. Before the Rome talks, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad again rejected calls for his country to suspend uranium enrichment. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.